said Vimes. "I want to see you in front of his lordship. I just want to hear you admit something for once. I just want to see that bloody cheeky grin wiped off your face. Sergeant Detritus?"
"Sir?"
shouted the troll from his distant ridge. "Make a signal. I want people up here now. Me and Carser are just going to stay nice and quiet here so he doesn't try any tricks."
"Right, sir."
With another distant clatter of doomed tiles, the troll disappeared from view. "You shouldn't have sent Captain Carrot away," muttered Carser. "He doesn't like watchmen bullying innocent civilians." "It is true that he has yet to master some of the finer details of de facto street policing," said Vimes, maintaining his grip. "Anyway, I'm not hurting you, I'm protecting you. Wouldn't like you to fall all that way." Thunder rumbled again. The sky wasn't just storm black now. There were pinks and purples in the clouds, as though the sky was bruised. Vimes could see the clouds moving like snakes in a sack, to an endless, sullen rumbling. He wondered if the wizards had been messing about with the weather. Something was happening to the air. It tasted of burned metal and flints. A weathercock on top of the dome began to spin round and round.
"I didn't think you were stupid, Mr. Vimes."
"What?" said Vimes, looking down suddenly. Carser was smiling cheerfully.
"I said, I didn't think you were stupid, Mr. Vimes. I know a clever copper like you would think I'd got two knives."
"Yeah, right," said Vimes. He could feel his hair trying to stand on end. Little blue caterpillars of light were crackling over the ironwork of the dome and even over his armour.
"Mr. Vimes?"
"What?" Vimes snapped. Smoke was rising from the weathercock's bearings.
"I got three knives, Mr. Vimes," said Carser, bringing his arm up.
The lightning struck.
End of CD 1.